Welcome to Angel Wing. And the Angel Wing was conceived from the idea of Trinity Medical Associates' mission statement, which is nurturing the body, mind, and spirit of whoever comes in as a patient, as a client to Trinity, and how do we do it? So it's an integrated care, but it's kind of connected to more than just seeing patients in the office. It's how do we prevent diseases? How do we help people to make an actual transformation in their lives, which is going to benefit their health? So we're not only talking about health in terms of physical health or, you know, not seeing disease, early screening and things like that. We're talking about more in terms of how are we going to look at all different aspects of a human being to make an actual, literally a transformation from where they were in the beginning to a new being, which is a state of well-being. And what does that mean? Well-being is when a person is in a state of a complete alignment with their mind, body, and spirit. That means that they have this sense of calm, a sense of just feeling well inside, happy and blissful, without having any physical complaints or having any emotional agitation or anything like that, which is what causes suffering in general. It starts in the mind and finally leads to physical, you know, decline. So this is how Angel Wing was started, and this is the whole idea about, and you can call it integrated care if you want to. That's the buzzword right now. But my idea of, or our idea of Angel Wing is a complete transformation of a person by healing them inside out.
So use the expression integrated care, right? Could you elaborate on what that means for you as a medical professional and what you're trying to do with Angel Wing?
So, in my opinion and in my experience, I have seen limitations of providing care in just one particular field, which is the traditional medicine has its humongous benefits in acute care and procedures and surgeries and many different technologies which has come up with latest therapies and cures and everything. But as far as chronic disease, you know, treatment or management, we are kind of really behind. So what I mean by integrated care is when I started my journey with finding root cause of illnesses, of chronic illnesses, I came across functional medicine. And what functional medicine was about really looking at the functioning of different systems, not just symptoms, but systems. That means looking at gastrointestinal system, how they act, how the body actually functions, and what could go wrong. And when it goes wrong, what are the symptoms which it will show up. And so when we go this way, we can work with lifestyle changes, with adjusting the nutrition, which is and things like nutrition, water, sleep, getting enough sun, being outside, consuming less toxins, exposing to less toxins. So several other areas which we hadn't explored in traditional medicine. But then looking deeper to the root cause of physical symptoms or physical systems not working properly or not being engaged well, I came across where the mind-body connection was absolutely the beginning of any disease, really. So what is disease? This is dis-ease. So how is this imbalance created? This imbalance is created really basically from the mind, originally from the first place. And when I talk about mind, this is not, we're not talking about intentional, you know, intentionally somebody causing disease through the mind. It is more of an unconscious or a subconscious, you know, programming which happens over life, over their lifetime, because of certain experiences in your life and everything. And that is how disease occurs, because of the mechanisms not coordinating with each other in the whole body. And so it will appear in different things for different people, depending on the person's predisposition to any specific illness, you know, so-called illness. So that is why it is important to integrate all parts of this. This is where we call the mind-body connection, and mind-body and spirit is pretty much, you know, mind and spirit could be together, but the body connection is so important. When we look at somebody holistically or all around at the whole being is when we talk about ultimate care or ultimate prevention or just transformation of a person to live well in their lives. And integration could be different aspects of different kinds of care, and you can call it as integrating other complementary parts of medicine. And this, I mean, I don't even know all of them. I just have a few of them which I came across and I trained in. Things like energy medicine is a huge field, and it has humongous benefits. And I've actually worked with it to know that it makes a difference in people's physical health, because, again, before we are physical, there's an energy meridians, or we call it pathways in our being, which is running through our systems as in the form of almost we can call it as electricity, which is so important, which when doesn't recharge, it becomes a problem and, you know, appears as disease in the body. So that is one of them. The other things which work on that basis is acupressure, acupuncture, Reiki is running the energies through, reflexology is the other one. I think there are several others. There are other forms of medicines like Ayurveda. There is Chinese medicine. Then there is Siddhaveda. So all these things are also there, and they deal with essentially the mind-body connection a lot. And they also deal with different herbs and different plants and how the body systems work in just a different way of looking at it, but they always do it holistically. So I think we have to draw little bit of everything as needed. So my idea of the integrated care is essentially finding the right medicine. When I say medicine, I don't mean a medication. Find the right treatment or management for that particular client at that particular time. And that could be everything or anything. So it is just putting everything together and seeing what is that, I mean, amazing, combination, which is going to make a difference and or bring about a transformation in that person's life.